Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I have no sympathy for Democrats and other clowns who voted for Joey Demento. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You knew what you were getting if you voted for Joe Biden. And not that many people did, so that's the good news. Anybody, by the way, who cheated to get Joe Biden in, you're just as bad. You're complicit. They act surprised. They act surprised when you see a clown show after you voted in the clown, and he picks all the people around him. Do I really need to go into detail the people surrounding Joe Biden and how idiotic they are? Kamala Harris, his number two. We'll talk more about her in a bit. Anybody who has negative words about Trump, and there are some, I heard them, I was at the Republican Governors Association, and there are people still, well, you know, that Trump just needs to take his attitude. And I looked at him and said, what are you talking about? See, this is what bothers me about Republicans. You don't even know how to recognize winning or a winner. It's insanity to listen to these people. When people talk about Trump, let me tell you, they are attempting to rationalize their bad behavior. They want you to buy into it, too. I'm talking about Republicans, people. I'm not talking about lefties. I wasn't at some convention of, you know, moderates and everybody else. I was at the Republican Governors Association meeting in Scottsdale, Arizona at the Biltmore Hotel, hanging out in the lobby, talking with people. I was a lobbyist. I was talking to people in the lobby, individuals, people to pay $25,000 to be part of this group. And they go every quarter to a different location, and I'm there. And I'm telling you, you hear people still talking smack about Trump. I just found this out through a friend of mine. She said to me, she says, Kevin, I defended you the other day. I said, you did? She said, yes. And she gave me this lady's name. I don't know who she is. If she said it again, I might remember it. But she says, yeah, she's a McCainite in Arizona. And when you finished your performance, she says, well, you just blew it away. She was like, well, I didn't like that he did this and I didn't like that. And she says, I jumped her. And this lady, her name is Christine. She jumped her because that's what she does. And she's an Asian lady. Tiger mom. And we're like brother and sister because, you know, I defend her as well. But long story short, this McCainite is upset. She said she was upset at me because of some of the things that I said that alluded to rhinoism, right? And she says, I told her the party needs a makeover, blah, blah, blah. And by the way, Christine, this Asian lady, she is strong pro-Trump. Strong pro-Trump. But we have this sentiment out there. People among us, Republican, not many, just for the record. And let me tell you, they're dissipating because people like myself and probably many of you, when they start talking about Trump, and you say, let me tell you something. You can say what you want about Trump. You could talk about style, but in terms of getting things done and revolutionizing politics, doing politics in a way we haven't seen, Trump is the man. So don't talk to me. I'm pretty vocal about it. And I think most people know I'm not some dyed-in-the-wool Trump guy. I think Trump screwed up on vaccine mandates. I think he should have taken a stance for America and said, I'm not rushing anything. What we're going to do is give out hydroxychloroquine. We're going to look at remedies that have worked in other countries. And we are not going to let the alarm bell sound. And I know everything was stacked against him, but it was stacked against him when he was trying to get elected, when Comey was trying to get rid of him, when the entirety of the DOJ of Obama was trying to prevent him from getting into office. Stand up and fight. That's what leadership is about. Anyway, speaking of the Republican Governors Association meeting, I met some absolutely amazing people. Damien, who is out of San Diego, amazing stuff, just amazing guy. Bonnie, where's Bonnie located? I don't know. I can't see her area code. I mean, I met people that were really looking to help, Republicans who are looking for solutions. And I'm telling you, for the one or two people that I, you know, either had conversations with or overheard talking a little smack about Trump, there were 20 that were talking about how great he was and how he changed the party and how they want to do something. They've sprung into action now. It was amazing. But anyway, let's go back to Joey Demento and his team, the Democrats who voted for him. Well, the average price of gasoline for regular unleaded in California is at the highest level it's been since October of 2012. $4.69, essentially. The price broke the previous record of $4.67 set in October of 2012. Mid-grade unleaded rose to an average price of $4.87. Premium unleaded rose to a price of essentially $5. And diesel is at $4.82. They said the jump is most noticeable when compared with gasoline prices 1 year ago. In California, the average price at the same time in 2020 was $2.13 a gallon for regular unleaded. So let me just help you do the math here, people listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com. $2.13 under Trump, $4.69 under Biden. That's more than double. More than double. Now, I don't know what inflation is being shown, but I will tell you this. That's probably closer to it. I don't know how much money you get paid. Joe Biden brags about, you're getting more money. That's if you have a job after the mandates, which have now been ruled illegal or whatever, at least temporarily. And if the Supreme Court does its job, we'll stay. But let me tell you, you're not making double. You may have even gotten a raise. You're not making double. And let me tell you, if you really count not having to drive to work 40 minutes each way or whatever, so that might cost you $15 each way. In California, it might be $20 a day that you're spending just in gasoline. That's if you're lucky, if you're not sitting in rush hour traffic. Did you count that in your income? ugly stuff. They say the price also makes California the most populated state in the nation, the state with the highest average gas prices in the nation. And let me tell you something. I have zero sympathy for those clowns. They vote for the people that are giving them all this negative press. And I say, good riddance. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. Kamala Harris is a nut, and I will prove it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316.
That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Before we get into talking about Kamala Harris, I want to talk about this lexicon that leftists love to use. They've got some new fancy name for everything. We've gone through it many times, you know, cisgender and I don't even remember some of them, but what is it? BIPOCs, and, you know, which is a black, indigenous, people of color, you know, and things like this. They shorten everything. They give it some cutesy little name and then they try to sell it. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. And I would tell you they're good at packaging, but they're really not. They're not inventive. They're not. What they do is they force it on you. You know, they just keep going at it, going at it, going at it till you're finally using the terms, you know. But at the end of the day, it's not like it's sexy that you want to use it. You just have heard it so often, you finally just give up. And I can't stand that about conservatives. Oh, by the way, just in case my buddy Andy, who's my number one fan, and he really is listening. His wife's name is Elise. These are the people I went to see when I was at the cigar club down in Florida, and I wanted to recognize her. She is such a doll, and I think I called her Marie, but her name is Elise. And Elise, thank you guys for the gift card and the card and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers jersey or hoodie. I'm going to go rob some area stuff just so I can give you guys a bad name there in Tampa Bay. No, I'm kidding. But no, I appreciate what you guys did and giving me that little gift as I was leaving the party. Anyway, back to the lexicon and what leftists do. So they give you these cutesy names for things, even black folks or African Americans, you know, things like this. And then they expect you to use it. Oh, don't you? The black, you say black. Well, that's offensive. How's that offensive? It's black. You know, midget, you can't, oh, little person or whatever, you know, they give you, so why would a word, it's a word to describe something. If it's a, if a person is a little person, let's say they're a midget or a dwarf, okay, it's merely a description. And there is a difference. When I was a kid, I didn't know the difference, but as I grew older, I know that a midget is a person whose deformities are, you know, they have like the normal size head, but their extremities are small and things like this. A dwarf is just a little bitty person, a little bitty version of a person. They won't grow up. They look like little pixies. So when you hear the word, you know, oh, okay, that's a person that's going to have these characteristics, and that's a person that's going to have this characteristic. But leave it to the left. Midget is offensive. Little person, that's not offensive. You know, that's that. Somebody said, oh, that's not offensive. Says who? I told you guys the other day, political correct, politically incorrect. What's correct and what's incorrect? You give something a definition, you use it, and then somebody goes, one person out of many, out of millions of people goes, well, that offends me. And then we got to change everything we learn. Because some leftist goes, I don't like that term. Well, screw you. Don't use it. Well, another one, retarded. We've got to change the word from retarded. And look, the only reason why I said it as an example, but I don't use the term is because I had people who have developmentally delayed children, et cetera, and they say, Kevin, we take offense. Now, they're taking offense on behalf of their family members who maybe can't take offense for themselves. That's the only reason why I indulge that. And it was a lady who had a developmentally delayed child. I went to see him. They came to town after she asked me not to use the term. And I said, yeah. And I went to meet him. Beautiful family. Amazing kid. I met a guy the other night, Damien, who's got a kid who was born with part of his brain missing. And they said he'd never use his fingers or walk or whatever. He does. He walks and talks and does all kinds of things. He's developmentally delayed for obvious reasons. His brain is not formed the way normal kids. But I told his father, and I say to you on the radio, he is a gift from God. That child who he and his wife decided to have, despite knowing this child might be dead within 2 years, and now the kid is 14 years old or something, and he's a functioning human being that we can all learn from. And I don't think of it. I mean, if you want to use the word retarded, I don't look at retarded as a negative per se. Now, I know it's used that way. People say, oh, you're so retarded. But that's, you know, I do understand that. I understand why people would take that word and do that way. Like when they call you a mental midget, meaning you're short of mind. Got it? But can't we do that with every word? Oh, you're so black. I could do that. Oh, you're African American. It doesn't matter what word you give me. I can make it negative if I want to. And all that to tell you this. So Old Dominion University put a professor on leave because he tried to normalize pedophilia. And they wanted to change the word, and maybe they have, in their minds, to minor attracted persons. So here's a note. Old Dominion University has placed Dr. Alan Walker on administrative leave, effective immediately, from his position. Oh, and what's funny, they use this term, from their position as assistant professor of sociology and criminal justice. Amber Kennedy, a spokesperson for the university, said in a statement, for their. Can't use his. Reactions to Dr. Walker's research and book have led to concerns for their safety and that of the campus. Their safety, meaning his safety. See, change of pronouns. Furthermore, the controversy over Dr. Walker's research has disrupted the campus and community environment and is interfering with the institution's mission of teaching and learning. Yeah, what interference? Let me tell you what they really want to do. They would love to make this normal. The university backs minor attracted persons. They don't want to admit it, but here's what I want to tell you. They are losing in that battle. See, we're winning. You're not going to normalize pedophilia as much as they want to. Any more than you're going to normalize racism of CRT. You're going to normalize that weather is something different, climate change, or whatever the other stuff that goes on. Anyway, they said the university president released a statement condemning child sex abuse. I'm shocked, because that's what universities specialize in. You send your 18-year-old co-ed to that school, and there are professors who hold dominion over them, pardon the pun, their grades, their futures, and they will use it in order to take advantage of those kids. It is widely known in academia.
But he says, I want to state in the strongest terms possible that child sex abuse is morally wrong and has no place in our society. This is a challenging time for our university, but I am confident that we will come together and move forward as a monarch family.
Wow. We're going to come together and we're going to get through this. They say, the university says, it does not promote crimes against children. Yeah, until they do. I mean, go to the university and study all this stuff. Look at what they promote, and I guarantee you, you're going to find out that this is a lie. Leftism promotes it. Leftists support NAMBLA. They're the Harvey Weinsteins and the Jeffrey Epsteins of the world, and they know it.
Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The jury in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial will enter a third day of deliberations Thursday. Another misstep by prosecutors has the defense team once again asking for a mistrial. At issue Wednesday was a piece of drone video that prosecutors showed the jury during closing arguments. It gave a poor quality to the defense team only after they rested their side of the trial. Judge Bruce Schroeder did not immediately rule on the request, but called the media's coverage of the trial frightening.
When I talked about problems with the media when this trial started, we were there in part because of grossly irresponsible handling of what comes out of this trial. People should be able to see what's going on, but when I see what's being done, it's really quite frightening.
Florida passed four bills on Wednesday that protects workers who refuse the COVID-19 vaccine for their body. Once Governor DeSantis signs the bill, Florida will become the first state that fines companies that require COVID-19 vaccine as a condition of employment. USA Radio News. President Biden was in Michigan to tout the bipartisan infrastructure law that has new money for projects around the country.
President Biden stopped in Michigan to again talk up the newly signed infrastructure bill, paying a visit to a GM electric vehicles plant in Detroit and getting to test drive a new electric Hummer. He also spoke on the benefits that he says that bipartisan infrastructure legislation will provide, including electric vehicle charging stations and more affordable internet for lots of Americans who have difficulty just getting connected right now.
No parent should have to do what a lot of you did, they did in my state and all over America, should ever have to sit in a parking lot of a fast food restaurant again just so their child can use the internet.
From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The farm equipment manufacturer John Deere strike has ended. UAW union employees approved the company's latest contract offer, 61% to 39% last night. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Because in those debates, you landed haymakers on Joe Biden. I mean, they were, his teeth were like chiclets all over the stage. And now I believe you that you're fully supportive of him. How does that transition happen? How do you go from being such a passionate opponent on such bedrock principles for you and now you guys seem to be pals?
It was a debate.
Not everybody landed punches like you did, though.
It was a debate.
So you don't mean it.
It was a debate. That the whole reason, literally, it was a debate. It was called a debate.
I understand.
Everyone rattled to the debate. There were journalists there covering the debate where there would be a debate.
Oh, wonderful Kamala Harris would be talking about, it was a debate, it was a debate. You know what Colbert was asking her? Welcome back, everybody, by the way. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. He was saying, how can you be such a disingenuous liar, a.k.a. a lying skank? How could you? How do you go from calling a guy out on his absolute racism, legit? It's what got her popular for just a second, because for just a moment in the campaign, Kamala Harris dared to tell the truth about Joe Biden. But then suddenly, they're ace coon boons, as we say. They're pals, they're BFFs. Well, it just goes to show you about politics. These people are not genuine. We watch, there are shows like Rich Housewives, and you watch these people, and they say, we're friends, and then you're watching behind the scenes, supposedly, when they get one away from the other, and I don't know whether they're just trying to create this so-called reality TV drama, but you watch how they do with each other, and as a normal person, here's what you think. I believe I'm speaking for many of you. You say, that's how you treat your friends? That's the kind of things that go on. I don't know how, you know, guilty pleasure. I have watched these shows a time or two. I haven't watched them in a long time. But I will tell you this. I don't have friendships like that. And I'll tell you another thing. If I were making a reality TV show, I wouldn't embellish it and make my friends look bad or get into cat fights or dog fights or whatever you want to call it over just because you want ratings. I would, if you want a reality show about my life, I promise you, it's interesting enough without me creating nonsense. I mean, I'm not living white privilege, but I have a pretty good life. I'm living American privilege. So, you know, when you see these spats in politics, if Kamala Harris says, hey, Joe Biden, you're a racist, and you did these, and these are your policies, and then 2 days later she can back off of you, it was a debate. Really? Wow. I mean, this is what the ease in which people sell each other out, cut their deals, whatever. It's easy. They're pathological liars. They are absolute demons in how they deal with stuff, and they couldn't care less about the general public. When Kamala Harris thought she could, quote, make history, that's what they did. When they decided they were going to cheat Joe Biden into office, they knew exactly what would happen. Well, going back to Kamala Harris, I wonder what she's thinking now. There was an article, I believe it was in the New York Post, and here's what this person wrote. When Kamala Harris considers movie titles that make people think of her, she probably goes straight to Wonder Woman. I have news for her. Every time she opens her mouth, people are wondering, what planet are you from?
More people are seeing that, yeah, affordable child care is a big deal. More parents are seeing the value of educators when they had to bring their kids and say, we're not paying them nearly enough.
That woman is certifiable. So this article continues. It's pretty clear. Everyone in the White House hates her and is blame leaking to every reporter around in hopes of emerging from this explosion in the stink bomb factory without carrying any failure fragrance. Wow, that's kind of a mouthful there. So Kamala Harris isn't popular. Here's what's funny to me about this. I enjoy that we are watching what is very predictable happen. And leftists who didn't play this scenario out to its bitter end, which is you elect a demented guy to be president, you elect a very unpopular, sleep your way to the top vice president in a cheat, and then you wonder why there's a rift. They wonder, why are her poll numbers so low? Well, maybe it's because women don't like her. It's because men don't like her. It's because no matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, she's not a likable, affable person. She's not believable. She's a liar. I could go on. I would love to go back and play golf with these two NFL football players I was playing with the other day, former NFL football players. And they were like, I don't understand why people don't like Biden. I would have said, I wonder if you have the same opinion about Kamala Harris. They didn't even bring her up. Two black football players, former NFL players, protecting an old white clown, an old white demented buffoon, and not a single discussion about Kamala Harris. Yeah. They go on. All politicians blather, but Harris blather is like an air salad, vapor croutons, and nullity dressing. She went all the way to France to offer insights like, and this is a quote, we must together work together to see where we are, where we are headed, where we are going, and our vision for where we should be. But also see it as a moment to, yes, together address the challenges and to work on the opportunities that are presented by this moment. You mean the English opportunities to correct all this run on and also to make some sense out of blather? Because that is Harris blather. Now, if Obama had said it, they would be talking about how eloquent he is. But Harris can't pull it off, and neither can Captain Demento. This is the worst ticket in presidential history, and I'm even talking about Jimmy Carter. I'm talking about Obama Biden. Are you having fun? Because you should be enjoying it. This is to be soaked in and absorbed, and you should marinate in it. Because, see, folks, this is what is going to destroy the Democrats. Democrats don't understand when they do things like this, people are taking notice. And it's one thing when the politically attuned people like ourselves are talking about it. It's a whole other when it reaches down into the masses, when people start to notice, wait a minute, Joe Biden really is demented. Hold on a second. Kamala Harris really is incompetent. She doesn't say anything. She doesn't do anything. She's ineffective. She's a placeholder. That's what she is. You should enjoy this. As conservatives, we rarely get these opportunities. Now, here's my question to you. Are you going to seize it? See, it's funny. I don't know. I have too many conversations because that's what I do for a living. But I was talking to people, and I'm telling them, do you understand all the opportunities you get to rub this stuff in the face of leftists? I don't know where you work, who you interface with. We got Thanksgiving coming up. I would be, whew, Lord. Now, the good news for me and my family is we're going to be with solid conservatives. But let me tell you, I would absolutely love to be with some crazy leftists over Thanksgiving where I could, rub their face in my crotchular region. You want to talk about getting to vent? Oh, you can say, oh, great. So you think Joe Biden won? Well, how you like him now? Hey, how you liking those gas prices, Californicate? How you liking that? Double the gas prices. Oh, were you able to get a turkey this year, or is it sitting on a ship somewhere? Or, you know, it isn't because turkeys are here locally. But you get what I'm saying. How about those Christmas presents? How about that retail shopping season? How about paying 25, 50% more for everything you're buying these days? You miss Trump yet? Baby, 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 I love it. I'm looking for the opportunity to rub this in their faces. Harris Blather. It's what it is. This person goes on to write, I'm a columnist, so I recognize straining to make a word count syndrome. But this is how she always is. Let me tell you something about me and my columns. I don't have to strain to write. This stuff writes itself, and the comedy piece of it is even easier. We got more to talk about with Harris when we get back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You know, Pete, if you look at, for example, the whole, remember the whole, the heat that ended up around the bend the knee and Colin Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
Many smart people have said it actually was not a thing. The Russian bots started taking that one.
Russia, Russia, Russia. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I want to play a couple clips of just Kamala Harris on various topics or being asked questions about things that she commented on. And you'll get an idea of how loony the fake VP of America is. Here's a couple of clips to take a gander at or listen to.
Which tweet? What tweet?
Saying that it is a modern-day lynching, that...
Sorry.
Jesse Smollett.
Okay, so I will say this about that case. I think that the facts are still unfolding, and I'm very concerned about, obviously...
Senator, do you have any comments on Jesse Smollett? Do you have any comments about him?
As a prosecutor for years and appreciating homicide and being able to talk with a judge about it and a jury about it, I had to look at autopsy photographs. When you see the effect of this extreme violence on a human body, and especially the body of a child, maybe it will shock some people into understanding this cannot be a political issue. We have to be practical. I support the Second Amendment, but we have to have smart gun safety laws. And we cannot tolerate a society and live in a country with any level of pride when our babies are being slaughtered.
Unless you slaughter them in the womb or on the birthing table, then we're okay with it. Just a few things. And I'm telling you, folks, there's an entire show worth of clips that I could play of Kamala Harris. I don't want to bore you with the details. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255. I'm hoping that we can get you guys to go to the site. Download the show. Get friends to download the show. Click buttons occasionally if there are some things that you like from our, the advertisers on the show. And I have no control over those, by the way. Then click it. That's how we get paid. Anyway, I read a quote from Kamala Harris about what she said in Paris. And I'm going to read it again. Because here's what she said. We must together work together to see where we are, where we are headed, where we are going, and our vision for where we should be. But also, see it as a moment to say yes, together. Address the challenges and to work on opportunities that are presented by this moment. Sorry. That's just too funny. Gah, what a blathering idiot. And this author of this article goes, where did she learn to talk like this? Every time she speaks, it's like watching Wile E. Coyote's feet keep spinning madly even after he's run off the cliff. That's a really good way to describe that. Really is. Then they go on to talk about this. And look, this is what I want to point out to the people listening to the program. This is the number two person that could potentially run this country. This is a person that has to sit across from real leaders and negotiate trade deals, treaties, determine whether we're going to go to war. And I'm playing for you what she says. You find me some confidence here. Find me something that gives you confidence that you go, man, now that is a person that can run this country. And as you contemplate that, I want you to remember who was in charge, Donald Trump, and where we were. The man who wrote The Art of the Deal, sitting across from Xi saying, you know what? You guys are taking advantage of us. You're trying to devalue the dollar. You've got lopsided trade deals. We're not going to have it anymore. What Trump did, look, and it isn't just that Trump's the only guy that could do this. There are some very competent people that know how to negotiate on behalf of the United States. Do you think Joe Biden does? And goodness gracious, as crazy as Joe Biden is, as demented as that clown is, he's more sane than Kamala Harris. He says this, why can't a politician, or she, I don't know who wrote the article, with years of service in the Senate, manage to speak without sounding like a random word generator? And you know what's even worse? Kamala Harris When you hear her speak, there's no level of confidence. You know what you, what I hear when I hear her speak? I hear a sister girl who wants you to believe that she's got it all together, but you don't, it's not even a poker face. You know, she ain't got nothing together. Nothing. He goes on, she, he or she who wrote the article says, why does Harris laugh so awkwardly? You want me, let me, I'm going to answer that for you. The reason why Harris laughs awkwardly is because Harris doesn't know what she's doing. And that laugh is a nervous laugh. It's a laugh that says, I don't really know what to say, so I'm just going to laugh it off. I'm going to make you think I'm confident that I'm a cheerful, jovial person. But what it is it's exactly the opposite. I'm going to tell you, I chuckle at things all the time. I had a lady one time, she said, Kevin, I really like your radio show, but you laugh a lot. I do. I'm pretty easy to make laugh, but it's not uncomfortable. And for the record, I don't care what you think. There are probably people out there going, Kevin, you laugh at your own jokes. I do. I entertain myself. And I told you guys all the many times, people listen to the program, I do this show as if I'm just talking to myself. As if I was trying to just keep myself sane, you know, to laugh to keep from crying. So if you happen to enjoy it, great. But I'll be honest with you, I don't really care. Now, I don't mean it in a bad, mean-spirited way, because I do want you to enjoy it. I want you to understand it. But I want you to get the genuine me. Not somebody who's, okay, I'm going to be very stiff here, and, you know, I have a radio voice. Hey, it's Kevin Jackson. How you doing today? Blah, 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 blah. No, this is me. If we're sitting around having a beer, smoking a stogie, whatever, this is me. And I'm going to laugh at my jokes. I'm going to laugh at your jokes, if they're funny. I'm going to laugh at you. You know, we're going to have a good time. But it'll be genuine. But Kamala Harris is not genuine. And you sense it. You sense it in every comment that she made. Look, I know I'm not alone here. This is not just Kevin Jackson thinking this. Anyway, he goes on and says, he or she, the author, says, why does she keep wearing those rejected by Kohl's pantsuits? I don't care about that. I mean, she could have a wardrobe person, but that's up to her. What I care about is, this is the person next in line. If something happens to Biden, she will be the, quote, first female president, and she's completely and utterly incompetent. They write, Americans tend to tolerate presidents who have proven to be stupid or incompetent. They do. Joe Biden, perfect example. Jimmy Carter, Barack Obama. But Harris, he writes, is downright weird. After she lied to Lester Holt by saying, we've been to the border, and he replied by noting that wasn't true, she came back with, and I haven't been to Europe. Then she let out a giant, weird, inappropriate laugh and made the weird admission, and I mean, I don't understand the point you're making. The point he was making is, you've been put in charge of the border, and you have yet to go. And you know why she did that nervous laugh? Because she was caught blatantly in a lie. We've been to the border. No, she hadn't. She's just like her freaking boss man. They're pathological liars, and when they get caught, they try to deflect. They continue, politicians often don't understand when they're face planning, but they usually don't come right out and say, I don't understand, because it tends to make things a little too easy for their opponents. Just like Nixon never came out and said, I am a crook. He says, any 5-minute TV interview with Harris, heck, even her own self-promotional videos, such as the instantly notorious YouTube clip in which she paid child actors visiting NASA gamely tried to not look creeped out by Weird Kamala, becomes another piece of evidence for her enemies to club her over the head with. It's gotten so bad for Harris that even state media outlets such as CNN are regretfully informing the public that she just ain't got what it takes. I agree.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.